Shalom. This is Shelley Baggett coming to you again from Springfield, Missouri, where we've been joined this week with my husband, Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett III, and his beautiful mother and my precious mother-in-law, Ruth Baggett. And you have been serving the Lord for many years now. And we wanted her on this broadcast because you are a witness of God's miracle power in your own life. And you've seen great miracles in your husband's life.
Yes.
In ministry. And we've been sharing all week about these things. And we've been taking as our scripture Psalm 145, verse 4, that just simply says, one generation. You're one generation. Yes. I'm patting you. I don't know if you can hear that pat over the radio, but this is one generation.
Yes.
Doing the word of God, declaring God's awesome acts to another generation. They've got to know. How will they know unless you tell
them? That's right. That's right, memorials.
Yes, you're like memorials. And so we know that there are people listening today who love the Lord with all their heart, but they're just coming into the family of God.
Yes.
And so we encourage you to write the ministry this week and hear all the great testimonies. And we have some more to share with you. And my honey sitting next to me has something. But first of all,
we do want to encourage people to write the ministry and give their testimony about how God has healed them.
Yes.
And perhaps there are those of you that have, you've had for some time an illness or an infirmity or something that has oppressed you or in some way has afflicted you, and you need a healing.
Yes.
And that's what we've been doing this week, is we have been talking about the miracle working of the Lord Jesus Christ, His ministry in healing people and setting them free. And my mom is going to share a story in a moment. I remember when they were pastoring in Ville Platte, Louisiana. And this is Cajun country we're talking about, down in Ville Platte, Louisiana. And in that area, there were a lot of people that were steeped in voodoo and Catholicism and mixed into different cultures. And that Cajun culture lent itself to voodoo quite a bit. Mm. And the devil just had a field day. And it was very difficult to raise up a church in that area. But my mom and dad went in and they pioneered a church in that little town. And had many, many experiences where devils were cast out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's the oppression of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what sickness is. That's
yes,
what
it is.
Man was created. God created Adam to live forever.
Yes.
But sin entered in. And when sin entered in, the curse came and health issues became a result mm-hmm. of that. And so God wants us to be set free from that.
Yes,
He doesn't want us to live sick and afflicted.
That's right.
And so we encourage you to go back and listen to the rest of the broadcast. You can go on billybrim.org and you can look at the archives, read or pull up the archives and listen to this program from this week and be encouraged and let your faith rise.
Right, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He sent His word and healed them and delivered them.
Dr. Lester Summerall, in his mm-hmm. book, Human Illness and Divine Healing, made this statement. He said, Jesus taught us by word and example, both, that there is not a prepackaged routine for receiving one's healing. He did not anoint everybody with oil. He did not lay hands on everybody. He did not put mud in everybody's eyes. In so doing, He showed to us that all healing is divine, regardless of the method employed. And so right now, just over the radio, just listening to this program, if your faith rises up and you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you and He saved you by those same stripes, the Bible says you're healed.
Yes. Healing is part and parcel of the good news, the gospel.
Isn't that awesome? That's wonderful good news.
Yes, it is. And Jesus?
Well, I asked my mom to share with
yes.
us a story about a little lady. I was there that night in Ville Platte, Louisiana, when a little lady came in. She was oppressed of the devil. And I remember my father going down, laying hands on her. She came in wearing these little black boots, and mm-hmm. she was crippled. She had a brace on one leg.
Mm-hmm.
But as my dad began to pray for her, and this leg was all swollen up, he began to pray for her, and I remember him rebuking Satan. Mom, tell us that story.
Well, that was a lady that was there in the church that had been coming to church, and she had a brace on her leg. Something had happened that caused it to swell quite a bit. And she came up to the front, and she said she wanted most of all salvation for her soul, but she did want healing for her leg. And so my husband prayed, and the church prayed with him. And first thing you know, during the course of his prayer, the swelling began to go down. It became loose on her leg. He saw it become loose. And he asked her daughters to come and remove that brace from her leg. And you talk about rejoicing in the camp. We had it that night.
Glory to God.
And she was never put that brace
back. Well, I remember her took the shoes off of her,
yes.
Those little black
yes.
boots off of
yes.
her, and she danced in the aisles.
Right. Yes. Yes.
That'll make an impression on
yes.
you where you
but
always
Laura
remember.
Laura filled her with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, healed her body,
Glory
and
God.
She never again wore those boots, did
yes.
she?
Yes, that's oh. right. Never again.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's a healer and a deliverer.
Yes, he right. is. Well, what else do you remember? I love this week where we can just reminisce.
Well, I remember a lady in LeBlanc that had tumors in her side the size of a grapefruit.
That's right.
And I remember my dad walking over and laying hands on her, and they vanished.
Thank you,
she
Jesus.
She was a charter member of that church.
She had been there all those years since, I guess, Grandpa started it in 1914.
Exactly. That's right.
And I guess it's okay to say her name. Her name was Effie Parker.
That's right.
Effie Parker.
And I remember her coming to church one night. She had broken her toe. And
yes.
she came hobbling in with a broken toe.
That's right.
And my dad went over, laid hands on that toe. And she went dancing in the aisles and put her shoe back on. And she was just
That's
fine.
Right. That's
Glory
right.
to God.
I remember a case that we were, for a fundraiser, the ladies was barbecuing to try to raise some money for that little community. And a car stopped, and this lady got out, and she came over to speak to us ladies. And she said, I want to make a request for prayer for my baby. He said, it's in the hospital, and it has what John F. Kennedy's baby had and that died. And said, I want you all to pray for my baby. I said, well, you know, if you would come to prayer meeting, we're having a prayer meeting for the ladies in the morning, and if you would come to that prayer meeting and make that request yourself, I believe the Lord will hear our cries. Because I knew if she would come, that showed on her part mm-hmm. that she was in earnest about mm-hmm. this prayer. She came. And I said, now we have a guest that needs to make a request for prayer. She told the story about her baby, no hope for it to live because it had what the John F. Kennedy baby had. And so we prayed. And you have to know that little church knew how to get a hold of God.
Glory.
And pray and touch heaven.
Yes.
And they did that morning.
Yes.
And a little while later, the lady came back. She says, I'm on my way to New Orleans. I got a call and said, come and get your baby. Something has happened.
Something.
Yes, something has
Praise
happened
God.
That has changed this whole picture.
Thank you, Jesus.
About this baby. And when she got there, they were gathered around that baby from different parts of the hospital had come to and conference. Over the healing of this baby. He said it's just an unusual thing. It's a miraculous thing that God has, you know, evidently healed this baby.
Jesus.
And
the banner was waving
yes.
in that hospital.
Now, there was and we've got a few more minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I want her to tell. She has talked about everybody else's miracles and the healings, but God raised my mom up from a stroke. She had a stroke. We were sitting in a restaurant, and she had a severe stroke that blinded her. She couldn't walk.
Now, when did this happen?
What year was that?
1998.
Mm-hmm. And within 2 weeks, God had
completely
restored.
Well, my husband had demonstrated power and, you know, and believe in God, and the work of God is to believe God.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things began to happen to the congregation. as well as his healing, then they began to trust God and began to see the healing. Well, one day I, just out of the blue, I said to my husband, if you're going, if the same thing ever happens to me, don't go hauling me off, okay? He said, all right. So one evening, Saturday evening, I went to go to bed and I was ready for bed and I sat on the side of the bed and I pulled my feet up on the bed and all of a sudden I found myself in another world. Something black just swirled in. I can see it now as I speak of it, and it was a frightening thing. And so I began to just cry out, and it left me just like it came. And I got up and I went to my husband and I said, told him what happened, and he didn't know the answer, he didn't answer you. Didn't talk off the top of his head. I went back to bed, said, God, it's in your hands. The next day, I sought the Lord, and I told the church, I said, I've had a visit from the unseen world, with tears streaming down my face. And the next day, I found myself on my knees, crying out to God. And I said, Lord, I don't know why this has happened, but it was a terrifying thing. And then the Lord quickened my mind to some scriptures that by dreams and visions thou terrifiest me. And the shadow of death, the terror of the shadow of death. And so I began to search my heart, every corner of my heart. God, I want to be right with you. And it came to me that some are by death glorifies his name and some by life. And I said, Lord, whatever the case may be, do unto me as you see what's best. If it's my time to go, and I saw the, and I did see the shadow of death, I was convinced of that. And so as I began to search my heart that I had to be right with God, then all fear left me.
Glory.
There was no fear left
in me.
Thank
you, Jesus.
And then on 1 week to the day, my husband said, honey, are you all right? And I said, I don't know what's happening to me. We had dinner with our children, and in that restaurant, something happened in my head. Things began to move, race around the room. Everything was moving. And my husband said, my son said, get her to a hospital. And he said, no, I can't. And then he realized that he needed to hear that from me. Mother, what do you want to do? And maybe we need to continue this another time because it's quite...
Yes, sorry. And I want to continue it because there are so many people who have suffered from stroke. And this will inspire them to believe God. All this week we've been talking about miracles, one generation declaring their works to the next. Shalom. See you next week.